open your mouth and say, ah. If you're a lucky individual to have no wisdom teeth, then you can be proud knowing that you're a product of evolution going strong. As you might know, teeth are the only part of the human body that doesn't repair itself. So, if you lost all your teeth back in the dark times with no dentists around, the only choice you had was to eat liquid food. Not cool. Dentists believe that nature gave us wisdom teeth as a replacement for old, worn-out teeth we've had since childhood. That's why they grow so late in our lives. Today, though, with all the progress dentistry has gone through, we tend to keep all or most of our teeth intact until a very old age. And even if we lose some, we can always replace them with new ones. That makes wisdom teeth a vestigial thing. And they seem to understand that, since more and more people never have to go through the ordeal of teething as grown-ups. Speaking of teeth, our entire jaw has been changing for the past, 10,000 years, and is predicted to change even more quite soon. In fact, it's been the fastest changer of all our body parts. Back in the day, when early humans survived by hunting and gathering, they needed massive, powerful jaws and bigger teeth to chew through raw meat and grind plants. As they came to cooking and then farming, their food became less tough, and so their jaws became smaller to fit the current needs. As time went by, our jaws shrank more and more, and they're likely to continue doing so in the future. With lots of processed foods that don't need much chewing, humans of the future are probably going to have more delicate facial features with thin jaw lines and smooth cheekbones. Some body parts are not going away, but making a comeback instead. 100 years ago, fibula, a tiny bone in the back of the knee, was only present in around 11% of people, and scientists thought it would disappear entirely pretty soon. But, against all odds, the brave little bone has made it into the knees of a whopping 39% of modern people. It's still unknown why exactly the fibula returned, but the most popular opinion is that we've grown taller and heavier than our ancestors. That much is true. As our diet became better and more nutritious, we learned to live longer and grow taller. We're now probably at the peak of our evolutionary height. And the fibula might have appeared in our bodies to provide a smooth surface for the tendon behind the knee to slide on, reducing friction and lowering the chances of damage because of wear and tear. Speaking of becoming bigger, let's get you back to that mirror, shall we? Flex a little bit. Ooh, nice biceps there. But unfortunately, not as nice as your ancient ancestors were. Not everything about evolution is 100% good for us. It's just a set of features that adapted best. And that's the case with our muscles. They've grown smaller and weaker with time, especially in our upper bodies. In ancient times, humans needed big and strong muscles to do a lot of handiwork, from hunting and schlepping their catch home to crafting tools and building shelters. Later, it didn't grow easier. Much the opposite. In fact, plowing fields and building complex structures required a lot of physical strength and endurance. But as the technological progress started booming, physical capabilities gave way to brain power. And machines began doing a lot of work for us, most of it even better than us. We shifted more towards sedentary lifestyle, spending more and more time in front of computers. And our muscles have been growing steadily smaller, because we simply don't need them as much anymore. It's highly likely that, as the progress goes further, we'll become much slenderer and have more trouble gaining muscle mass. Our brain is of particular interest, because it's been changing in a kind of a strange pattern. Our distant ancestors had a rather small brain at first, but the close relatives of humans, the Neanderthals, obtained a larger brain than the average modern human has. In the course of evolution, human brain grew larger. But in the more recent centuries, it started shrinking, and no one knows exactly why. Some experts say it might have to do with the change of our lifestyle and social connections. Early humans, especially hunter-gatherers, had to remember every plant and animal they saw, their properties, and how to use this or that thing. They were more generalist, having to learn everything their parents knew and find out more on their own. The modern human is more specialized in a certain area, delving deeper into some narrow subject while relying on their peers for the rest. Where ancient humans worked in groups in which anyone could potentially replace anyone else, we gather in teams where each member has their own specific task and is irreplaceable. Still, brain size doesn't seem to matter that much, because orcas and elephants, for example, have bigger brains than us, which doesn't make them more intelligent. Hey, not to freak you out or anything, but every second, your body creates 25 million new cells. I'll do the math for you. That means that in about 15 seconds, you'll have produced more cells than there are people in the United States. Think about that next time you feel you haven't been productive enough. It may account for only 2% of our body mass, but our brains actually take up 20% of our blood supply and oxygen. Our brains can also produce enough energy to supply a light bulb. That is, when we're awake. Ever thought about what the largest human organ is? It's your skin, and is thickest on the palms of your hands and soles of your feet. I know. I hate dusting too. But you are particularly responsible for that layer of fluff on your TV screen, you know. Every human being sheds about 600,000 particles of skin every hour, and most of the dust around your house is actually composed of that. So yes, we're all rather flaky. These days, it's considered more of a beauty mark, but the reason why people are born with a Cupid's bow is actually quite intriguing. As our features start to develop before we're even born, it appears that the Cupid's bow is actually the place where our face, well, zips up. The right side of the face and the left side of the face, that is. While in humans, it may not be that obvious. If you look at your dog's nose, you'll see it has a straight vertical line just under the nostrils. That's right, dogs have this zip too. Did you know you were born with more bones than you have today? At birth, we have somewhere around 300 bones, but as we age, some of them fuse together. That's why in adulthood, we end up having about 200 bones. Although your teeth are technically part of your skeletal system, they're not actually bones. They do look sort of similar and do share some characteristics, like being the hardest element in your body. Why the misconception, though? Well, it's mostly because both teeth and bones contain calcium. To be a bit more specific, about 99% of the body's calcium is in your bones and teeth. The remaining calcium is in your bloodstream. So, what makes them different, you might ask? It's in how the bones and teeth heal and how you should take care of them. While bones can repair and heal themselves, your teeth aren't able to do that. That's why we have dentists. We don't only have unique fingerprints, our tongues are one of a kind as well. Research has shown that those approximately 10,000 taste buds on our tongues are laid out in a unique pattern, specific for each one of us. About 80% of what you believe is taste is actually smell. The combination of taste and smell that we perceive is what we come to know as flavor. It's probably because our sense of smell is around 10,000 times stronger than our sense of taste. So, the next time you're tuning in your favorite song, try to pay some attention to your heartbeat. Do you hear that? Yep, that's right. While listening to some music, your heartbeat will sync with the rhythm of the song. And speaking of that healthy ticker of yours, just in case you're wondering, it beats on average about 75 times per minute. This means that in any given year, a human heart can pump enough blood to fill an Olympic-sized pool. What's even more fascinating is that if you were to connect all your blood vessels end to end, you'd be able to circle the Earth 4 times. But that would really hurt, so don't try that. We are the only species on this planet to have a chin. There's still some debate around this subject in the scientific community, but one of the reasons seems to be to make our jaws stronger. As humans have continued to evolve, their teeth and the muscles in their jaws got smaller and smaller, so they needed something to help with increased jaw resistance. That transparent part of your eye is called the cornea, and it helps the light go through. It's also the only part of your body that isn't connected to any blood supply. Why? Because it's especially designed to get its oxygen straight from the surrounding atmosphere. If you took out all the fat found in a healthy human body, it would be enough to make 7 bars of soap. We also produce enough saliva in our lifetimes to fill 2 swimming pools. Great expectorations! Ever wondered how much we actually eat during our whole lifetimes? I'll spare you the math. An average-sized person eats nearly 66,000 pounds of food throughout the whole course of their lifetime. How much is that for scale? About 6 elephants. And that ain't peanuts. Each of us carries around 4 pounds of bacteria on average at any given time in our bodies. But hey, don't go running to the doctor just yet. Most of that bacteria is actually good and have specific functions in the human body, like digestion and our immune systems. If you want to have an accurate depiction of your height, make sure you measure yourself in the morning. That's because you're about 0.4 inches taller right when you wake up. Trust me, it isn't magic. It's merely because, throughout the day, the soft cartilage between your spinal bones gets squashed down and compressed, making you seem shorter by the time you go to bed. Skeleton will renew itself completely within 10 years, and yes, without surgery. An adult uses around 200 muscles just to make one step. So don't tell me I don't work out enough. Every minute, your body sheds more than 3,000 skin cells. It's almost 200,000 skin cells per hour and more than 9 pounds per year. Hey, it's the Shedding Skin Cells Weight Loss Plan. Ooh, sign up. But hey, don't worry. You still have about 300 million skin cells at any given moment. Plus, your skin completely renews itself every 28 to 30 days. The liver is the only human organ that can regenerate completely. As little as 25% of the original liver weight can get back to its full size. Some people can hear their eyeballs moving inside the eye sockets. Wow, that must be no fun. Unlike other parts of your body, your ears and nose never stop growing. Wow, that must be no fun. Your skin wrinkles if you stay in the water for too long, but not because it absorbs water. When your body's wet, wrinkled fingers and toes provide you with a better grip. You know, like when the treads on your car tires grip the road better when they're new? Your eyes are an amazing instrument. They can distinguish between 10 million different colors. Your brain uses more than 20% of your body's energy even when you're resting. When you're asleep, it still consumes almost as much power as when you're awake. It also burns around 330 calories per day at that. An adult person has about 25% of all their bones in the feet. Most of them are tiny but crucial. If these bones are out of alignment, so is the rest of the body. You breathe around 20,000 times a day. I've counted. Try not to stop. I actually set a personal best record today for consecutive days breathing, and I plan to top that tomorrow. Human bones are a real paradox. They're almost 5 times stronger than a steel bar with the same width, but can fracture on impact and are rather brittle. If a person has anosmia, also called smell blindness, they can't distinguish and detect smells. But they can still be smelly. Sorry. You start feeling thirsty when water loss is 1% of your body weight. More than 5% and you may faint. Water loss that's bigger than 10% of the body weight and dehydration can end a person, if you know what I mean. The strongest muscle in your body, based on its weight, is your jaw muscle. Yes, mine is way overdeveloped. At any moment, 50,000 cells in your body are getting replaced by new ones. Boy, that sounds like a company I used to work for. By the end of their life, the average person can recall up to 150 trillion pieces of information, except for where they left their car keys. Even if fingerprints are badly damaged, they still go back with their original pattern. Don't believe me? Hey, give it a whirl. Your brain's memory capacity is equivalent to about 4 terabytes on a hard drive, which is more than 8 million photos. People are the only living creatures that can naturally sleep on their backs. Even apes usually sleep in a sitting position, leaning on something. Don't wake them up. Your longest bone is your thigh bone, not your funny bone. And the tiniest one is in the ear. It's shorter than a grain of rice. Do you feel ticklish when you tickle yourself? Normally you wouldn't, unless someone else tickles you. It happens because the cerebellum area of the brain, which monitors movements, predicts the sensations caused by your own movements. Then it sends a signal to other parts of the nervous system to cancel these sensations. But some rare individuals can actually feel ticklish on their own. If you're not among them, touching a new texture that the brain doesn't yet recognize or using a scalp massager can help to excite your nerves and bring relaxation. Hey, you can give it a tickle test. If you want to check out the work of your vestibular system, try this simple trick. Stand on one foot and close your eyes. Most people lose balance at least during the first attempt. Your vestibular system includes many organs and systems throughout the body. Together, they allow your body to stay in balance in different positions. This system includes the inner ear and vision, which is why keeping balance is much easier in silence while your eyes are open. Can you wiggle your ears intentionally? Are you popular at parties for doing that? Congratulations! Around 22% of people on the Earth are capable of wiggling one ear. As for moving both ears at once, only 18% can do that. Ear wiggling used to be a common thing for our distant ancestors. Scientists believe they could perform a variety of movements with their ears. The group of muscles responsible for wiggling are called the auriculars. Mostly don't need it today. But some people claim that everyone can learn to move their ears. It only takes time and practice. Unfortunately, we still cannot acquire this classy habit of twitching an ear toward a sound source, as dogs and cats do. Nor can we actually lend an ear to someone. They're challenging to remove and reattach. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.